Augie March are a band from Melbourne, Australia, who've had remarkable success stories centered on a song on their latest album, Moo You Bloody Choir. The song called One Crowded Hour captured the imagination of fans down under and voted it the Song of the Year when it came out in 2006. Their album came out here earlier this month, and the band joins me in the studio. They'll play One Crowded Hour for us live, and we'll talk in a bit. Let's start with this performance of another song from the album called The Cold Acre.
Told that my family's bones may lie under snow there. With my little bike, with my little dog, sleep on my chest when it can't find a hole in law. When I go, my dog will know. Leave his old fellow and find a new pillow far from the chill of the cold echo now. Now there's a hilly dale here and a lily dale there where there's joy in living. Voices ring in the air, I'd stay there, but sooner or later I'd have to go where I don't know. But when the dog knows it's on him, it doesn't ask why, he just goes. When I go, my bones will know to pick up and follow the wagon that rolls. I don't grow any good anymore, though I seeded my soul. God can't alone that it ain't so. Thank you.
That's a perfect way to begin our session today with Augie March, who are playing live. That is the Cold Acre from Moo-You Bloody Choir. And say hello to David Williams on the drums, Kieran Inbox on the keyboards, Adam Donovan on guitar, Edmundo Abandola on the bass, and Glenn Richards, who's writing the songs, singing them, playing the acoustic guitar, and probably fielding more than his share of questions, too.
Absolutely.
Good to see you all, first of all. I kind of alluded to something. I was kind of thinking something about the band, which is that this album was actually recorded back in 2005. Last year, it was a huge sensation in Australia, both with critics and real people. and now it's coming out here in the States. What's your relationship with the album like now?
People are lying when they say they can keep playing the same songs over and over and retain the enthusiasm, but the big difference with the prospect of touring here is that we'll be playing to fresh faces every night. And as I said to somebody last night, it's almost as good as having a set of new songs. So, you know, you're trying to win people over again, and that battle's won in Australia. We need to kind of fight it here as well.
One of the things that is so great about your lyrics is it's really hard to understand them the first time around.
Good.
And I mean that as a good thing, because what you do is you get kind of images and then you start putting them together, and you're the 10th time in, you're not bored,
yeah.
Which is a real positive thing. Have you ever tried to streamline them, the songs?
I think this record that's coming out here is probably my first attempt at really cleaning things up a little bit, but no, I don't know. I mean, it's the same for me. You talk about growing tired of your own songs, playing them live. If I didn't make them interesting for myself, then they wouldn't be interesting for other people. There's enough people doing pop, so.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Augie March are our guests, and could you do the song that the Triple J thought was so great and
sure.
is so great and won the Australian Music Prize as well?
Sure thing. This one's called One Crowded Hour.
Why should you expect to see something that you hadn't seen in somebody you'd known since you were 16? If love is a bolt from the blue, then what is a bolt but a glorified screw that doesn't hold nothing together? Far from these nonsense bars and then nowhere music, it's making me sick. And I know it's making you sick. There's nothing there, it's like eating it. It's like drinking gin with nothing else in, and that doesn't hold me together. But for one crowded hour, you were the only one in the room. Well, I sailed around all those bumps in the night to your beacon in the gloom. I thought I'd found my gold in September, in the middle of that purple June. But one crowded hour would lead to my wreck and ruin. Now I know you like your boys take their medicine from the bowl of their silver spoon. We'll run away with the dish and scale the fish by the silvery light of the moon. We'll taught from the womb to believe to their tune that as far as they're bleeding, I say it's a pleasure pen meant for them, building and rent for them. But one crowded begun in the gloom. I thought I had found my goal in September, the middle of that frightful June. But one crowded hour would lead to my wreck and ruin. Yes, I don't want crowded hour. You were the only one in the room. Like played a few songs and I'll come to the night. In fact, I played things that I'd done. You said,
One Crowded Hour, a great song and a great ride from Augie March. That's one you'll find on Moo You Bloody Choir, their new album here in the States, out on Jive. Glenn, you guys are from Melbourne. We get a lot of people here from Melbourne, and I've never yet gotten a good answer to this, but what makes Melbourne a different city? What's its character like?
For us, Melbourne's the musical capital of Australia, and arts capital, I suppose you'd call it. It's very similar to New York in that people who, you know, perhaps favour a more, I guess, cerebral or culturally enriched lifestyle tend to head to Melbourne.
More so than Sydney, which is, I guess,
I'd
bigger,
say so,
right?
Yeah. Sunshine, beautiful bay, lots of advertising execs and models.
Very different.
That's horrible to say, but there it is.
Augie March, playing live, and what's next?
We're going to continue with a song called Mother Greer, named after the matriarch of Australian... Well, the matriarch of Australia. The other one, not the Queen.
Oh, yeah. Sleep.
looking lovely and nothing ugly. Yes, I have to make it lovely and nothing ugly. Oh, now why are there so many of you over there when you can't even get over here? Yes, I have to make it tracks.
Mother Greer, a song named for at least Jermaine Greer, and that's Augie March from another one from Moo You Bloody Choir. Did you actually have to shout that at a audience once?
What's that?
Moo You Bloody Choir.
It could be construed that way, couldn't it? I've often shouted at audiences, but not that.
Right.
You shouted it to us before.
I see. What would you guys like to finish up with?
Bottle Baby, which is an acoustic number featuring just myself and Adam Donovan.
Your shoe may walk among fine mortal spires if they went off somebody else building. Your story is a small one, your goods have no buyers, your parents are raising your children. Oh, I could have told you the vices won't hold you, warm in a coil where you lay. But high up they hang you, seized by the temple, bid you obey and obey. A heinous law of an endless, endless love governs your poor heart. In its velvety chambers, my fellows foul and men engage in exchanges whose ends are to put out your lights. Who know from the inside you would put up a fight to a heinous law of an end. Endless, endless love governs your poor heart. Stir the broken spring, I have in my head to go crawling. When those hounds come around, I go to the bottle, like everywhere the shadow before me. Now are you angry at me, 'cause I'm no longer free? I don't sound it or say it or feel it. Oh, but out on the street, somebody told me it happens to everyone. So I don't blame you, it's my foot in my shoe, and I seem to have easily filled it. while a thing in my charge, whether tiny or large, I fear I may slowly have killed it, obeying a highness, a highness low, obeying a highness, a highness low, obeying a highness, a highness low. Of an endless, endless love that governs your poor heart.
That's Bottle Baby finishing up our set today. An acoustic version of that tune, which is on Moo You Bloody Choir. Glenn Richards on acoustic and Adam Donovan on the guitar. Also joined today by David Williams on the drums, Kiernan Box on the keyboards, and Edmund Amendola on the bass. Thank you guys a lot for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
It's a treat. Augie March, our guest, will be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.